Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. You can email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 10:30. Then we have got UConn football, so stick around for that. And let's get right to your calls before the bottom of the hour. We're going to go right to Bill in New Britain. He's got a question about Google Project Fire, maybe a comment. Hey, Bill.
Yeah. Good morning. I've been a subscriber to Google Project Fire for 2 years.
How do you like it?
And I love it. My monthly bill is around $25, $26. As a matter of fact, my bill for last month was $25.92.
Yep.
And I used 17 gigabytes of data.
Well, you used Wi-Fi data primarily.
Yes. What I do is I disable the cellular data in my phone. I have a Google Nexus 6P.
That's right. The Nexus works as well. Yep.
Yes. And I disable the cellular data, and Project Fi will use an authenticated Wi-Fi hotspot if there's one available. And
right.
I use my router
yep.
for surfing the internet. And like I said, last month I used 17 gigabytes of data on my cell phone, and then my bill was $25.92.
Right.
And as far as making calls, if I'm on the road or using Google Maps or MapQuest, I have no problems whatsoever.
Right.
It is a great, great service.
And the thing about it, too, is it leverages three different cell carriers. It leverages Sprint, I think, T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. I don't know about Verizon.
No, it doesn't.
Verizon.
No, Verizon probably hates Project Fi. So Sprint, T-Mobile, and U.S. Cellular.
Yes.
And any Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, and like I said, and also, since I have a Google phone, I get the latest updates right away. Like last week, I just updated my phone to Android 8.0.
Mm-hmm. Now you're bragging now.
Yeah, well, for $25.92
yes,
a month,
that's a good thing.
I can't complain.
Exactly, and they'll actually refund your money. So you could choose to do a $40 plan, which would include two gigs of data, and they'll refund back what you don't use.
Well, they don't really refund it. What they do is the unused amount, they roll it over to the following month.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, discounted. Like, let's say you have the $30 plan.
Right.
And you only use $25 worth of whatever data, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take that $5 and roll it over to the following month, and it's like a credit.
Yep.
To the following month.
Still works. I'll take that. It's still money back.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would heartily recommend Project Fi. It's a great service.
I appreciate you letting me know. I'm looking to do it. So, I hate replacing my phone, as you guys know. I don't want to replace a phone that still works fine. But if I can lower my monthly cost, it's a no-brainer because it'll pay for itself.
Yes.
So thanks, Bill.
And when I bought the phone, it's a monthly service. You're not locked into like a 2-year contract or anything like that. It's a month to month deal, so you can drop out anytime you want.
That's a beauty thing. And your phone is unlocked, which means if you don't like Project Fi, you can go ahead and get any SIM card for your phone if you decide to go to some other carrier, and you're all set too. It's very flexible. So, it's the beauty of Google.
I'm surprised that Google doesn't promote it more, but people that have it seem to love it, and I personally like it very much.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Thank you.
All right, Bill.
Great show. I enjoy it. I try to listen every week.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good work.
I'll try.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, bye-bye. So, there's somebody who has used it. Like I said, I'm strongly looking toward it because I want a good, low-cost product that will be reliable, because I'm still a geek at heart, right? So I still need my data. I still need my access. I still need my stuff to work. So Project Fi does seem to be something that might work. So, and the Google Pixel 2 is the latest phone that's out there. So All right. And let's go on to Judy in West Hartford, who's been on the longest. Hey, Judy.
Good morning.
Morning.
I really appreciate your show.
Thanks.
And first, I want to recognize all the veterans and their families
yes.
for today. Really appreciate their service and the families' tolerance for their service.
Yes, you beat me to it. I was going to do it at the end of the show, but thank you very much, Judy.
I want to, actually, I'm listening to the previous caller
mm-hmm.
in reference to different things that can lower your bill,
mm-hmm.
but I'm wondering first about when I look on my computer screen.
Yeah.
I've got a Lenovo computer laptop.
Yeah.
And I haven't done computer stuff one rung on the ladder at a time since everything started like 25 years ago.
Okay.
But it seems like I'm getting advertisements on the left, on the right, on the bottom, and then to where what I'm browsing or trying to look at on YouTube is like 4 inches by 4 inches.
Yeah, right. There's nothing left to actually see. It's all ads and stuff. Yeah,
it,
I know.
It is. And trying to, you know, click off all these little X's to try mm-hmm. to see
the actual thing.
Trying to look at.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's the way that it's all going. You can use third-party filters. One's called AdBlock Plus, I think it's called, and you can put that onto your browser, and it'll block the ads.
What I'm using, or I don't even know how I got it, is Google Chrome.
Yep.
And I'm almost afraid to, like, change things on my computer.
I know. They actually know that.
Like, screw up stuff
right.
that I already have.
Yep. They know that. They know once you've got it running, you're not going to change it because you're going to break it.
And so, what was it you said that?
There's ad block. There's plugins you can put in, and we can put some links up to plugins, but you're going to still have issues. So some of the sites are going to say, well, Judy, if you don't want to see our ads, you're not going to see our content. So there's some
correct.
Negatives.
And I see that, you know, once I've browsed something,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, a bathing suit to do aquatic therapy at Dick's Sporting Goods,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden these TYR bathing suits ads
yep.
are on the left, on the right, on the bottom, in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're going to find that if you can put the blocker in place, but some websites are going to say, hey, if you're not going to look at our ads, we're not going to let you see our content.
How can you clear that?
You can't, because they're the ones offering you the content. So,
okay.
you know, they're called paywalls. There's many newspapers that offer paywalls. If you want to read, you know, you can read two or three articles, but if you want to read the fourth article, you got to pay up.
So,
you know, these people need to get paid.
There's a newspaper that has like 3/4 of a page of ads and
right.
1/4 of the page
right.
of content.
So you have to choose now, you know, if you really want to buy the content or not. You know, that's kind of how the model works. If you want good quality
and
writing.
How do you do that?
Well, then you let the ads go through for those places that you want to, or you pay the subscription. It's one of the necessary evils. Other sites, though, you can block the ads, but you might find delays or slowdowns because the ads are fighting to be displayed to you, and the site's saying, well, hey, I want to give this to Judy, but she's not letting me show you the ad, so if she wants to see my content, she needs to turn off her ad blocker. So you need to kind of just decide whether or not you're going to deal with it. The problem is, though, it slows down your performance.
So to get to your content, then
right.
the ad blocker and stuff may make it slow down to get to your content?
They could, yeah, because you're kind of causing an interference, right?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you're paying for all the bandwidth to deliver the ad to yourself, which is kind of insidious. You know, they have these pop-ups and videos that show up, and they're consuming your broadband to deliver the uh-huh. ad to you. So there's a whole mess. This is a big mess still, but not a whole lot you can do.
I've got Verizon as far as the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an old-fashioned flip phone, so I don't have a smartphone.
Yeah.
Because those have the most towers.
Oh, no.
For one of my daughters in upstate New York, you know, like Placid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
to go through the Adirondacks, I've got Verizon as far as.
Yeah, sure. If it works.
To go through Verizon or anything, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, if it works, though, works for you, that's fine. But most of these other networks are big enough now that they're competing with the Verizons of the world. So, but in your case, you got a flip phone, so it doesn't matter too much. You're all set.
No, it doesn't. But yeah. I was just wondering about how to turn off some of these.
Yeah, we'll put some links. We'll put some links up there. You can try, but it, you know, AdBlock Plus is one we've talked about a lot.
The Opera.
Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
The Opera browser comes with the built-in ad blocker.
It does.
So it's not an add-on.
It does, yeah. That's definitely a benefit. So we'll put a link up there for you guys. You want to try it out. Quick break, right, Matt? We'll step out for a quick break and try to get back to Stefan and Vince. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. A little bit more UCMB here. And we're going to be here until 10:30, taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's get right back to your calls, and we'll go to Vince in Torrington next. Hey, Vince, what's up?
Hi, good morning. My wife has a specific problem with her iPhone. I'm going to put her on right now.
All righty. Let's see what we can do.
Hi, I'm Marion.
Hi, Marion. Yep.
Hi. I received an email saying that my Apple ID had been compromised, and then, activity, suspicious activity, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And then saying they suggest I reset my password. So there was a link. Now, when I went to the link, I realized the link was not authentic
right. Because
it was asking me for too much information.
Good.
So, in trying to figure out what to do, I went on to Google and came up with this MC Helpers, which are the people that I contacted.
Why?
Who then say they can fix the problem, blah, 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 blah.
No. You don't have a problem.
What?
You don't have a problem.
Right. So what's happening is they're saying, and then they're doing things like, resetting my, iPad.
No.
And they're saying they can, that they know that I've been compromised.
No,
you didn't let them in, did you? You didn't remote them into your system, did you?
No. What I did was when I went to that site, I did open the email that they had sent saying there was a problem, saying it came from Apple.
Yeah.
And then when I went to went to the link, because they said, go to this link, reset your password. But when I went to the link and saw that they were asking for too much information,
right,
then I went out of that.
And that's it. That's where you should have stopped right there. Because you already...
So here's what happened. So I was thinking, what do I do
nothing.
To try to fix this fact that I might have been compromised?
You haven't
so
been.
Call these MC people. They supposedly fixed it.
No, they didn't help you.
And then when they're doing all these things, going on and off the phone, calling me back, having me turn my iPad off and on, resetting it.
Oh, boy.
So then they said that there was this one-time fee.
Nope.
So I had to give them my MasterCard information.
Nope.
But I never clicked on where it said accept it so that the charge will go through.
Thank goodness. So go change your passwords again.
So, how do I now go in and change my password? Because now I'm saying, well, what's been compromised and what isn't? So do I need to do?
You need to go on to – so I'm not an Apple guy, but you have to go on your iTunes or go to the mall and talk to them about changing your security or call Apple iCare. The moment you realized it was a scam, you should have stopped right there, right? Because they could have called you up and said, I've got – what's the guy there in the can?
But what the thing is that they didn't, this MC helper that I went to, I found that,
right. You did that all on your own. You realized you did the right thing by realizing it was a scam. And then for some reason you continued to think it wasn't a scam. When they told you to reset your system and you realized it was a scam right there, it's a scam.
But the thing is, so these people are telling me, and it comes from this, so I called this company, this MC Helpers company.
You went
right?
there.
And they're telling me that I had gotten a phishing email, which I understand.
Right.
So basically, from there on, all the things they told me that they were doing, they weren't doing anything?
Correct. You never had an issue. You never had a problem in the first place. You realized that in the first place. You added to the problem by trying to find a solution to a problem you didn't have.
So basically now, where am I with this whole thing? So if I don't click and accept that I want, that they can charge my account.
Don't do that.
Am I just done with them or are they going to now?
You're done with them, but still change your password. I don't know what you gave them. So go to your iTunes.
I didn't give them any passwords. They just got the, the ID of my iPad.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that means.
After the serial number of the iPad.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that a legitimate company that comes up under Apple when you go to Apple and Google for how to, fix security problems?
Never heard of them. I would never go to anybody but Apple if it was me, right? Why would you go to a third party?
because that's what I thought I needed to do.
I know.
To try to keep my, you know, account safe.
I hear you. But the third party is you want to go to the source, which would be in this case Apple. So if you're at all concerned, which it sounds like you are, don't click anything. Don't pay them anything. You have no need to. They didn't do anything.
That email, just delete those emails that said, you know, it's from MC.
Yes, delete them.
This company, delete all those emails, and then they call me back. Just don't answer the phone.
Yeah, it doesn't. You can tell. You can answer it if you want. Tell them go. You know, you're not interested. You're all set. Tell them you know. If they also then give you a hard time, then they're pushing something. Obviously, they're not a scrupulous company. But you didn't have an issue in the first place. You created a bigger problem on your own. I would go to Apple if you wanted to and call Apple directly and see if they have support to help you. Go to the mall. You know, go ahead and pick up a pretzel at the mall and talk to the guys at the Apple stand and have them help you. But don't try third parties in this case. You are... You know, I'm sorry it happened to you, but just because someone emails you something doesn't mean it's – the problem is there's this false sense of validity. As far as I'm concerned, an email is the least valid method of communication you could ever use, period. All right? It's, again, the same kind of concept comes up when someone knocks on your door and says they're from the water company or from the gas company or from the electric company and they got to check your stuff, right? Same kind of scam. You let them in the door and they come and they steal your silver, right? So it's the same problem. This guy's emailed you, and they said you're compromised. You realized it, and then you started. I don't know what you were thinking. Maybe you had a Merlot like I did when I got hit with my malware. But you went on a bit of a tangent and got yourself in bigger trouble.
right. Because as I said, you know, I've gotten things before.
Yeah, I know.
I've gotten something that says, that someone's trying to access your account from, you know, Springfield. And then it says allow or don't allow. So I got one of those. So then I click don't allow.
Right.
But I'm thinking that's all part of this big issue where I've been compromised.
Yeah, you're not compromised. But talk to Apple to be sure, okay? I got to go. We're at a heartbreak here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank
good luck.
Okay,
all
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right, guys, I want to thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Matt for producing. Stick around. UConn football is next. Also, thank you to all the veterans, past, present, and future, for serving for their service. We really do appreciate it.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.